Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Pop Culture, Season 4, Episode 4, Chicken or Beef. I'm Scott Patterson. This is the I Am All In podcast, iHeartRadio, 111 Productions. I am joined by Tara Sue, Danielle Romo, who will be back momentarily, and Amy Sugarman, who is doing this podcast from one of her many homes with her friend Alexis.
Okay, if you were listening to the episode earlier, whenever I say Rory's, the actor that plays Rory, my you know what goes on. That was funny.
It was, and we'll keep that in. That's not getting edited out. Anyway,
yeah, no.
All right, let's start this off. Lorelai is talking to Rory after putting post-it notes all over the floor in the very beginning of the episode. I think this was the scene after the opening, and then we went to commercial. We did the theme song, and then here we are, Lorelai laying post-its, putting post-its notes all over the floor. Lorelai says, what are your plans today? Persis Khambhata was an Indian model, an actress who is best remembered for playing Lieutenant Leah. Is that it? Or Ilya? Leah? In the feature film Star Trek, The Motion Picture. Lorelai is referencing Rory's new, surprisingly short haircut here. That is what you call an obscure reference, if I ever saw one. Rory asking which post-it path to take. Rory, well, how are we supposed to get out of our house? Lorelai crosses her arms, nods her head, and blinks. I Dream of Jeannie is an American fantasy sitcom television series starring Barbara Eden as a sultry 2,000-year-old genie and Larry Hagman as an astronaut whom she falls in love and eventually marries. And this, I mean, we're talking, late 60s, early 70s?
Yeah. That was... That was a
Yeah. Barbara Eden was every kid's crush in my neighborhood. I mean, everybody loved Barbara Eden. They loved Barbara Feldon, Get Smart. But, you know, Barbara Eden was, you know.
Have we talked about whether you were a bigger Bewitched fan or I Dream of Jeannie?
Well, those, you know, Dick Van Dyke Show, I Dream of Jeannie, Bewitched, Get Smart. I think Get Smart was probably the best comedy ever to be on television. Mm. I mean, that it was just amazingly funny.
For me, I just thought Bewitched, it was always Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie in syndication, like reruns when I was growing up. But I always leaned more towards Bewitched.
Bewitched was more of a classier show. You know, it dealt with an odd premise in a way that, you know, it was almost like literature. You know what I'm saying? They didn't, you know, they masked everything. So it was like normal suburban life. And here was a witch living amongst them. And they didn't take it too far, which I really appreciated. Anyway, each time Jeannie granted a wish or used her magical powers, she would make that iconic move. She crossed her arms, blinked her eyes, and nodded her head. And then suddenly, poof, the magic happened. Rory telling Dean how nice his wedding setup looks. Rory, it looks like heaven or a Victoria's Secret commercial, which to some people is basically the same thing. Okay. Victoria's Secret was founded in 1977 by American business Roy Raymond, inspired by an uncomfortable trip to a department store to buy underwear for his wife. Raymond set out to create a place where men would feel comfortable shopping for lingerie. In 1995, its famous annual fashion show was born. In 2000, model Giselle Bündchen, who the heck is that? She's not getting any publicity lately,
oh
is she?
Oh, my God. She's like the biggest supermodel in the
Giselle,
world.
Giselle.
I mean, he's being sarcastic.
I was being sarcastic.
Okay, I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Tara thought you were serious.
Tara was like, do you read a magazine?
Anyway, Giselle, this unknown person, I don't even know who the heck she is, walked the runway in what was then the most expensive item of lingerie ever created.
Oh, yeah.
$15 million diamond and ruby encrusted fantasy bra. Wow. Anyway, Lorelai and Suki showing up at Michelle's new place of work. Lorelai, we know where all those Calvin Klein's at. Lorelai, we know where all those Calvin Klein ads went to die. In 1968, Calvin Klein founded Calvin Klein Limited, a coat shop in the New York Hotel in New York with $10,000. The first Calvin Klein collection was a line of youthful, understated coats and dresses. In 1974, tight-fitting signature jeans designed by Klein went on to gross $200,000 in their first week of sales. Wow, 1974. Boy, he really started a while ago. Good for him. The new underwear collections alone brought in $70 million in just 1 year.
Didn't Marky Mark do the Calvin Klein?
Yeah, I think they all did, right? I mean, all like Justin Bieber did it. And
oh, yeah, that's right.
And who else has done it?
A lot of people.
Wait,
everyone.
Goes between
Hailey Bieber,
wait. Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who didn't do it?
Who?
Me. Anyway, the new underwear, they were advertised heavily throughout the 1990s. That got a snort.
Yeah, Brooke Shields. That was funny.
And they were advertised heavily throughout the 90s on large billboards and other advertisements. Mark Wahlberg was the face of Calvin Klein during this era. Isn't it interesting that he was a Calvin Klein beefcake that went on to create a hamburger shop, Wahlburgers.
True, good.
From
that's funny of you. From
beefcake to burgers, my life story.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lorelai asking a man at the front desk where they can find Michelle, and man keeps ignoring them because he's on the phone. Lorelai, oh, Janet Jackson is on the phone. The youngest of nine siblings in Motown's famous Jackson family. Janet Jackson.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
I shouldn't laugh at my own good jokes.
No, you should. They're so few and far between. Parlayed her family success into an independent career that spanned recordings, televisions, and film. She appeared as a regular on the 1970s comedy series Good Times and later as a teenager in the dance-oriented series Fame. Her fourth studio album, Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation, 1814, which debuted in 1989, hit number one on the Billboard 200 chart and number one on the top R&B hip-hop album chart.
Is that because we are a part of the Rhythm Nation?
Man, you're laying them down, man. Nice.
I'm in control.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know any of the titles to any of these songs, but now you're schooling us. It was the biggest selling album of 1990. Rhythm Nation received 9 Grammy Award nominations, and she became the first female artist to be nominated for Producer of the Year in 1990.
She said, let's wait a while, and then we'll do that. Mm-hmm.
Suki tried to remind Michelle of his call to her the day before. Suki, I missed the beginning of Queer Eye for the straight guy, and by the time I got back, they were all gay. Queer Eye.
Did he say, what have you done for me lately?
He did, yes. And then he didn't. Queer Eye is an American, if I may proceed. Your Honor.
So sorry.
Your Honor, may we approach a bench?
The Queer Eye is a great reference because it's totally back again.
Yeah, it's so good.
How many things on this show, like, they bring up 20 years ago and they're still relevant?
It's like a boomerang thing.
Yes.
Queer Eye is an American reality television series that premiered on the cable television network Bravo in July of 2003. Each episode featured a team of gay professionals in the fields of fashion, personal grooming, interior design, entertaining and cultural, collectively known as the Fab Five, performing a makeover usually for a heterosexual man, revamping wardrobe, redecorating, and offering advice on grooming, lifestyle, and food. Luke trying to prove his point that there is no fate. Luke, Jim Morrison is not hanging out with Elvis. The Kennedys did not kill Marilyn. Yeah, sure. Luke is referring to the conspiracy theories that Jim Morrison and Elvis are still alive. Disbelievers were adamant that Elvis had faked his own death to go into hiding. Fans across North America have insisted they've spotted Presley out and about. And I actually thought I saw him in Vegas.
I read that book. Is Elvis alive?
I saw him several times in Vegas.
Might not have been the actual guy. But if you read the Is Elvis Alive book,
mm-hmm. Didn't read it.
I did.
Put it on the list. get it for me for Christmas, please. Somebody, for God's sake, I need to know. They spotted in 1989, three so-called Elvis enthusiasts even created the Elvis Sighting Society to monitor these apparent incidents. Some people even claimed he appeared as an extra in the 1990 blockbuster Home Alone. The theory that Robert Kennedy had Monroe killed because she knew way too many state secrets. That's never happened before. That's just crazy. And had threatened to expose them. Alternatively, it's been suggested that Kennedy had her killed because she could reveal their affair to the public and endanger his career. The origin of this theory comes from the 1962 book, The Strange Death of Marilyn Monroe, by Frank A. Capel, who was a known anti-communist activist. In the town meeting, telling Suki and Michelle to come up to the podium with her, Lorelei, let's go, Suk, Augustus Gloop. Lorelei calls Michelle Augustus Gloop when she catches him, cheeks inflated, holding his breath.
Yeah, I don't know what this was.
The guy.
You didn't know what this was?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
This is like the most, oh my gosh,
Gosh.
Augustus Gloop, the one that ruined it for all of them.
Yeah.
Unforgiving and bad body odor. Augustus Gloop is one of the four main antagonists in, you guessed it, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. He is a gluttonous, greedy, and sloppy kid from the city of Dusseldorf in Germany. Yeah. He's the first of the five winners of the golden tickets and falls in the chocolate river and is sucked into a pipe and is brought to the fudge room where the Oompa Loompas fish him out of the chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Augustus Gloop is iconic. He's like one of the biggest villains.
Look, everyone gets mad when I make fun
history.
Of you guys for not getting the reference. So,
so Danielle and I,
Turnabout is
it.
Fair play, know, and you guys totally made fun of me. So, yeah, I didn't.
I'm just explaining who he is. Augustus Gloop is just the best villain in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. He's not even a villain, but
he has the
I'm
song
saying.
Too. Augustus Gloop. Augustus Gloop.
It's catchy. Catchy. Great lyrics.
Why are they calling Michelle that? Because he's kind of a villain.
Because he's the
like
fly.
Greedy he,
he's
and
the,
like
right. He's a fly in the ointment. He's the Augustus Gloop of the chocolate.
Okay.
So Taylor interrupting Lorelei's presentation at the town hall meeting, asking about the parking spaces. Taylor, pave paradise and put up a parking lot. Obviously, that's Joni Mitchell's song "Big Yellow Taxi," was released in 1970. Yep. Was on her album "Ladies of the Canyon." Joni wrote Big Yellow Taxi on her first trip to Hawaii. She said, I took a taxi to the hotel. When I woke up the next morning, I threw back the curtains and saw these beautiful green mountains in the distance. Then I looked down and there was a parking lot as far as I could see, and it broke my heart. This blight on paradise. That's when I sat down and wrote the song, but I, you know, so where's everybody going to park? Anyway. Taylor is referencing Lorelei having to take away more of this historical site to make enough room for parking. Taylor claiming the porch was built 23 years ago is historical. Lorelei, it's a 23-year-old porch unless you think Kate Hudson is historical. It's not historical. Kate Hudson was 24 years old at the time the episode aired, but likely 23 when it was filmed.
Oh.
Whoa. There's more. I think there's more, right?
Nice tidbit.
Hang on. That's not the end of it, right?
Good reference again, though, because Kate Hudson's still irrelevant.
All right. Kirk, you bet your sweet bippy she is. Kirk apologizing to Lorelei about the inconvenience of the alarm system. Our favorite gag in all of Gilmore lore. And that he has a strong sense of chivalry when it comes to women living alone. Kirk, my family tree dates back to a 12th century knight. Lorelai, wow. Kirk, as a kid, I thought that meant we were related to Ted Knight. Won't, 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 won't. Ted Knight is well known for playing the comedic roles of Ted Baxter in the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Henry Rush in Too Close for Comfort, the Judge Elihu Smales in Caddyshack, which was, for my money, one of the great comedic performances of all time. His well-modulated voice, ideal for radio broadcasting and announcing, helped keep him afloat during the dismal 1960s, providing narration and voices for a number of cartoon series, including The Batman Superman Hour, 1968, Star Trek The Animated Series, 1973. And that is it for pop culture, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, ladies, for joining us. The next episode, season 4, episode 5, The Fundamental Things Apply. See everybody then. Stay safe. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.